views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the King.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Renz, aka Dave from LA. Today is Monday, November the 30th, 2015. The new day, last day of the month. So just want to thank you all for listening today. Hopefully, you had some time to spend with family and enjoyed that time that you had and cherish those moments and appreciate them because they are so special. Before we get started, I want to say a big happy birthday to my man, Scotty. Scotty, happy birthday, brother. Thank you for everything that you're doing and have done and what you continue to do. Your commitment is exemplary. Everyone should definitely, especially within our community, should emulate just a small percentage of your overall commitment to our people and to our families. And this would be a much, much better development within our culture that we would have. And we're going to get there because of people just like you and because of the people that listen to Black Talk Radio Network and support Black Talk Radio Network and all that you do, and because we do this collectively. And I really do appreciate and thank you, Scotty. Happy birthday, brother. Happy born day, and enjoy it. Now, with that being said, we need to start with the day, of course. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. It is a network that has programming that is specifically designed for you and assisting to what's going on in the world, what's going on in our neighborhood, what's going on in our family, and what some of the things that we are up against and what are some of the obstacles and opportunities that we need to navigate or actually see. So you definitely want to continue to support Black Talk Radio, and there's multiple ways that you can do that. Just find your way to doing it. It's either by monetary, making a monetary donation, of course, help out with different things, you know, ask, you know, to email Black Talk Radio Network, you know, send suggestions of different things that you would like to see. Be proactive in it all. Also, tell your friends, tell family members about the network so that the network can continue to grow. So important that it does, because in this time of information and the lies and deceit, when lies and deceits become a figment of when the falsehoods become the reality of your direction, you definitely are going in a misguided way. And your overall opportunity for prosperity is going to be quickly devoured, because real truth can't live off of falsehoods, and we need the truth, especially now. And there is an overall global move, especially now, to suppress, silence, black out, brown out, and take off air. Mediums of information such as Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are there. So please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Let your friends, let family know. Make monetary donations because it's so needed. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out some of the things we have posted there. Very important stories that we have there. And if you have any comments that you would like to give or suggestions that you would like for shows, definitely you can send us a message. Then we'll get it. And we'll do our best to put that on as soon as possible, because if it's important to you, something that we need to talk about. So that is what's going on for today. Today's show is a very, very important one, of course. Today is November the 30th, 2015. And there was some very significant economic and very significant geopolitical and very significant prosperity moves that were made in the world and how they're going to affect you. So today's show is definitely going to revolve around that, because it's so many things that are happening and we need to talk about it. I wanted to give my spin on it all, give you what I thought about it and how you should prepare for it, because what's going on is a global move. But the thing is that you can position yourself so that the actual decisions that are being made and the directions that are being made, you can actually leverage that for your own opportunities, because there are going to be some great, great opportunities. So today's show for November the 30th, 2015, we're going to talk about the Chinese yuan, or really the Chinese renminbi. Yuan is the is basically a slang way of saying the Chinese currency. The yuan is now part of the IMF. Reserve currency has been admitted as one of the currencies that are used in the basket of currency with the reserve status. And why is that so important? How does that affect you? Why should you even care about it? Let me tell you, it has some great, great ramifications. One, it will either offer you some opportunity or it will bring you financial destruction. There is no medium ground in between the two. It will either do one or the other. That's just cut and dry where it really is. It's either going to give you opportunities or it's going to totally destroy your ability to have opportunities in the future in a very, very defined way. Leverage is great when it works for you. It's a mother when it works against you. So this is what you need to know, and we're going to talk about that. But before we go into that, it's been a while since last Wednesday. There's a lot that is going on. And I don't know where to start with let me start with really quickly before we get into the show. Events that are happening as we speak. Let me tell you, everyone, you should really keep some form of preparedness with what's going on in the Middle East as we speak right now. As of within the past, 12 hours or so, Turkey has decided to blockade Russian naval ships from the Black Sea, and there's a strait that's there into getting in so that they can't supply their troops within Syria, and they can't move naval vessels through there. So they've positioned themselves there's a blockade without a full announcement of a blockade has now been invoked, and so now only way that the Russians can without running the blockade or dismantling the blockade by force, they're going to have to fly in all of their supplies and equipment. And believe me, they're not going to do that. So very, 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 very distinctive development in the unraveling and the unfolding of the global war that is going to start. And I'm going to say this. With this, and then we'll get to some other things, some very important things. Albert Einstein said it very well. He said, "I know not what weapons will be used in World War III, but I know in World War IV it will be fought with sticks and stone." Very, very telling. So this overall global war push is becoming extremely real. This is probably the most and it's at a point of where it can't. I don't believe that there is any way that it can turn around now. It's just going to unfold. But how it deteriorates is going to be the key now, because it will deteriorate. So this global war is going to push on. But before we get into the show, I forgot the two things that are very, very important that I need to talk to you guys about. Before we get into any of the news or anything else, I have to talk about everyone. Dr. Alexander was called to, for all of you that are looking to engage in the in business with Dr. Alexander by way of sales reps for GNA Security Company, or if you have a professional service that you would like to provide that is going to help develop GNA Security, or if you're an investor and you're looking to invest in a global company that is growing, that is actually in the continent of Africa and in other areas throughout the world with technologies that are only going to expand their overall global presence, well, then GN Security is definitely one that you want to look at. And as soon as Dr. Alexander comes back, got a message from him last weekend that he had to get to Africa because he was asked to come for, you know, some business things that have to be shored up and taken care of. But as soon as Dr. Alexander gets back, we will definitely kick off the advent of incorporating some of our listeners and the general public and the family into the business by way of sales, by way of professional service, and by way of investment. So as soon as Dr. Alexander gets back, I've gotten a lot of your emails. I have them all sectioned and ready to go for Dr. Alexander. Once he's back, we talked just before he left and outlined what it is that is going to be done. So as soon as Dr. Alexander gets back, we'll let you know, and we will start off the conference calls for the sales reps and sales distributors, the professional service individuals that have a professional service that they would like to develop a relationship with GNA Security. We will definitely have that conference call, and we definitely will have the conference call for the investors. And once we have that information, I will get it out to you. It won't be much longer. So just to give you a heads up on that. So looking forward to that. As soon as Dr. Alexander comes back, we will definitely have that. Next. Now, there is this weekend was, what was it, on Saturday was Support Small Business Saturday. And I posted inside of Tando a great, great small business, black-owned company. It's a family business. And it's called Uncle Fat Seasoning. Now, Uncle Fat Seasoning is some great, great seasoning. If, you know, this is some stuff is all natural and this stuff is great. It will actually give you some of the minerals and some of the herbs that is so needed and starved of the body. And I posted it inside of Tando where you can get that and definitely participate in that. If you would like to get on some of that black family business, definitely just go to getunclefats@gmail.com, and that's getunclefats@gmail.com. Just send a message and they will send you the information just on their product. And believe me, this stuff is really, really good. I put it on pretty much everything. So this is a small business, black owned, and it should be supported. And now's the time to support some of the businesses. And, you know, I'm pretty sure in the future, as this company continues to grow, that there will be some investment opportunities, some sales opportunities, and different opportunities that they will bring to the network and to you guys also. So if you're interested in some great, great seasoning, to check it out, have it on your food, all natural, go to getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. Really, really great stuff. So that being said, great, great stuff, and looking forward to that company definitely developing and doing so much. The potential of that company is great right along with Dr. Alexander's company. So now let's get to some of the news. So I just talked about what happened with Russia, and I just want to say that this thing is really, really unfolding. But over the weekend, there was so much that was going on in the world. And it was a lot of information, of course. Put some of the things there in Tando. Shoot, it was so much, I don't even know where to start. But I want to just highlight a couple of things, and then I will highlight some of the things through today's show because they go hand in hand. And so we will talk about that. But some of the things that I want to address to you guys as we get ready for this is that we're going to start with we posted something on Thursday. Now, there was a very important video that I put inside of Tando on Thanksgiving, on Thursday, that you definitely want to check out. And it had to do with Juan Gonzalez talking about how Puerto Rico economy went into a death spiral is tied to the legacy of colonialism. Definitely want to check that out, because what is going on in Puerto Rico is going to directly affect you especially those of you that have retirement funds. It's directly tied to you. And regardless of what people say about Puerto Rico and its assets and it's going to do okay, no, it's not. It is not going to do okay. Puerto Rico is in a very tough spot. One of the things that, you know, you got to remember, whenever you have debt and you can't service that debt, it doesn't matter what you say once you are unable to service it, and once you are once it's been determined that you are insolvent. No longer do you have a say. Now, the only thing that has a say is what the creditors are going to do about your default. Once you go into default, you pretty much lose all confidence and all influence, because that's where the vultures will start to come out, especially in today's world. So Puerto Rico is in a very, very bad situation that's only going to get worse. They have, you know, their debt, their reported debt is unserviceable, but the unfunded side of it, or the unadmitted side of it, is even worse, because it's tied directly to tactics and selective financing of the market makers themselves. So this is something that's going to unfold in a very, very nasty way, and hopefully you will learn from this, understand this, and protect yourself from it, because this is real. Okay, next. We have another great story. One is the Ukraine situation and Crimea situation is getting worse. Of course, they still cut off the lights in Crimea, and then now Russia has cut off the gas, and that part of that gas is going to be going to Europe. That's going to be cut off. Major, major move there. Also, some of the other good ones that you need to check out is the alarming radiation that's coming from Fukushima still, and that's going to be tied in today show also, so I'm not going to touch too much on that because we want to talk about it. And another posting that you should check out is that the Russia has placed S-400 anti-aircraft batteries throughout Syria, and over this weekend, Sunday, Israel had actually attacked some of Syrian military. I don't think that that's going to last for much longer. I wouldn't be surprised if one of the first victims of that S-400 system may actually be some Israeli fighters or bombers trying to bomb within Syria, which is in itself is an act of war. And, you know, you don't have to wait for them to announce the war. Just look at the people that it's happening. So that's major. And then in Turkey over the weekend, they had a bunch of murders and assassinations, from attorneys to reporters, and then censoring reporters. All of this stuff happens as you have a deterioration. And this is a regional deterioration that is happening. Then there was also reports that NATO nations actually, and the U.S., had actually pushed Turkey to do exactly what they did, in that it was an all-planned event, which, if you know about the science of things and military movement and everything else, that's definitely the case. That has happened, and these things are starting to come out. And this is all going to be part of today's show that we're going to talk about. Also, had a video about Black Friday. Please check that out. This is what you're going to have to prepare to protect yourself from individuals such as these people. It's you know, it's sad, but, you know, they have been misguided, and it is going to be a real threat to you, the very people that are preparing for what's going on, because when they cut the lights out and people are going to really panic because they've been actually schooled in how to respond to different things. So check out that video that we posted there. Another one, this is a great article. This comes from the Free Thought Project. Entrepreneur employs ex-cons to turn destruction into massive 60-acre urban farm. Now, this is how you recover from an economic downturn. You start to produce and manufacture something that is sustainable. And the benefits of this is what is needed everywhere. And it can be done, but there are people that do not want that to happen. The market makers do not want that to happen. The controlling factors, the manipulators do not want that to happen. They want us, the everyday people, to be subject to them. But this can only happen if we choose to allow ourselves and our energies to be packaged and bonded for their use. So this is a great, great article of some of the things that we should be doing and we're all capable of, and how we can actually rehabilitate ourselves from the economic system that has brought about such a ill-fated future from its tyranny of control and manipulation. So everything is contrived. Nothing is by sincere means. It's all fraudulent. So check out that article, really good one. Another one that was posted over the weekend. This came from the Cairo Post. 2,700-year-old sarcophagus of High Priest of God Amon unearthed in Luxor. Check that one out from Amun-Ra's sarcophagus. So very interesting that's there on that one. I'm going to hurry up. Also, Russia offers help to Japan with Fukushima. And we're going to talk about that in a little while later on and see the correlation in what's going on there. Also, some very crazy things. The administration had threatened states that they would become under enforcement actions if they did not accept refugees. And also, on the night before last Wednesday night, while everyone was doing their own thing, which they like to do, the administration signed the 2015 NDAA that allocated a large amount of money to actually the funding of refugees here, and also the over $500 billion was allocated, earmarked for forces that are militia forces within the Syrian realm that are fighting the actual Assad government. So this thing continues, and it's not what it appears to be, but by now, from listening to Tando and doing some of your own research, you can see that this is going to continue to unfold in a very ugly way. Another article, this was a good one, what chronic stress does to your brain and the foods that bust stress. This is a great, great article. I don't really agree with this overall website at all, but this article was really, really good. So check out that, because this is something that everyone needs, and the information there is really, really good. Next we have, this was critical, Mississippi will enact a new SNAP plan starting January 1st of 2016 with new designations on who are eligible for assistance from Mississippi. And one of the things that they're going to implement is the able-bodied person and what that is defined as. And so you need to check that out and see what that is. And the thing that's so important is that they're only going to give able-bodied people 1 month out of a 3-year time period, so basically 1 month for every year. So basically 3 months of assistance in a 3-year time period. But let me tell you what's going on. This is going to be, and it already has, precedence has already been set. This is happening because this is where you get people addicted to something and then you turn it off. And this is all a part of the economic collapse that's going on. And if you remember, in May of this year, they said that they were going to cut out, through education and social programs, over $7 trillion worth of assistance. Education and social programs were going to be cut. $7 trillion. The admitted U.S. deficit is at $19 trillion. So if they say $7 trillion, they're probably going to cut out anywhere between $10 trillion. And this is going to be the process. And just think about how many people are now, you know, I think the overall what they admit to is around 14% of the American population is on some form of governmental assistance, which is probably even more. It's probably somewhere around, if they say 14, they're always lying about their statistics. The numbers don't lie. The people that put them in do. So that number is probably around 23-22%. So, and you can see this everywhere you go in this country now. If you're really looking, it's undeniable. So check out that one. That was a very, very important one. Next, this comes from the Express.co.uk. The scientists just pick up the first intelligent radio waves from a distant alien planet. Some astronomers have picked up some signals in, so now they're trying to decipher. Now, I would always say be careful of that. Do I believe that there's life in the universe? Definitely. It definitely is there. All you have to do is look up and you'll see it. And so, yes, it's there. But what you have to be careful of is you got to be careful of the information that these manipulators here give you, because they lie, cheat, and steal on everything. This could, in my opinion, this could be two things. It could be real, or one, they're going to use this to actually facilitate their agenda. And from religiously, economically, geopolitically, in so many different ways. And I believe there was a Pepsi commercial called The Black Knight. And I didn't post it in Tando, but maybe I'll post it later. And that was the first thing that I thought of, and it was very similar to what they just announced here, because this is nothing but predictive programming that you see in a lot of different things. So that was a great article. Check out what's going on in the world, and you'll be able to decipher what's truth and not. Okay, next one we have, and this was from Secular Investors, will next week be the start of the crash of the U.S. dollar. And that was because of the IMF decision to bring in the Chinese yuan into the basket of currency. So that was a good article, and it started today, and we're going to talk about that. Then also got to go through this real quick, some major, major important stuff. Now, also, there was in Paris, they're having some climate control conference right now. And this is the big thing with this. This is where the deterioration of civil liberties are being broken down. And I guess there were some movies, I can't remember, Minority Report, I guess it was, where they were starting to arrest people for crimes that they hadn't committed. I guess the crimes of the future. And so whatever, they were basically arresting people for things that they didn't do, but they knew that they were going to do them. You're right. But that's what's going on here in France. What they did was they had put 24 protesters, climate change protesters, who they were notorious for protesting and everything else. They put them under house arrest during the overall conference. And let me tell you something. This is what they start to do slowly, and they're going to totally deteriorate and eviscerate all of the civil liberties that you have. This is nothing more than the corporate world invoking its new trans-Pacific fascism powers that they have. They can arrest you whenever they want to at their whims for their agenda. So this is something that you need to know about. So they put people under house arrest for so that they couldn't protest. This is ridiculous. But let me tell you, this is going to spread. And it's going to become the norm in the future on the course and the way that we're going. And especially since you have the Patriot Act, NDAA, and all the different executive orders that this administration has been proactive in. And everybody wants to give this dude a pass. He's saying, you know, even though he's not a decision maker, he's just following the order. But he's still there to do it, and he's doing it. And people always saying now that he's just putting it in, but somebody else is going to use it. That's a damn lie. He put it in because they're already using it. And let me tell you something. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. But listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to finish this up. We got to jump into this very, very important the topics and jump into the show today, the very, very important show as to what's going on with the IMF and what does it mean and how do you leverage this in a way that will bring opportunities to you, your family, and to our community. If not, it will definitely be one that will be filled with adversity. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we'll definitely jump into the show. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Have you thought about getting into podcasting but don't know where to start? Have something to say to the world but don't know how? The popularity of podcasts and internet radio streaming continues to grow with millions of people on the planet gaining internet connectivity through a multitude of devices. In the current media age, people can browse internet radio stations or listen to podcasts right from the dashboard of their cars. There are few barriers to anyone who wants to produce internet-based media. To encourage media production for Black people by Black people, if you are an independent Black media producer or want to become one, the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project is offering unlimited and unmetered podcast hosting services below industry pricing. Need more information about the industry and the technology? Find out how to create internet-based radio broadcasts and or podcasts at www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We'd love to hear from you today. We're going to talk about the yuan, or the Chinese renminbi, being accepted into the basket of currencies as the reserve, as the world reserve currency, and the importance of that. So if you have any comments or questions about it, definitely would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490 32 pound and hit *61, and I will see you in queue and bring you up definitely. And with this is a very, very important show. If you have some questions, don't be shy. You need to know and you need to find out about this, because like I said earlier in the monologue, that there's only two ways with this. It's either going to be something that's beneficial to you, or it's going to be the adversities from it is going to be severely waged against you, because there is no other way around it. This is the global trend, and you have to know it so that you can position yourself so that you can actually see some of the opportunities instead of being victimized by it all, because there are going to be many people that are going to be victimized by these moves. And this is a part of the overall design plan. So definitely, if you have any questions or comments about anything, if you have some information about it you would like to get out to the people, please don't hesitate to call. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490 32 pound, and then hit *61, and I will definitely bring you up to get your question or comment answered. Okay, so let's go back to Tando real quick, and let me get through some of the articles real quick that was there. Next one comes from Sputnik News. The study, white supremacy, bigger threat to the U.S. than racial radical Muslims. Check out that article. Really good one that's there. And let me tell you something. There is a campaign of divulging some of what the American press will never do that's going on in Russia. And it's a very, very effective campaign of bringing some of the ills that is engaged here to the forefront globally. Next, we have from What does it mean? Thousands of troops headed to Turkey border, and the U.S. planes flee from the Syrian skies. They're not flying there anymore because of they know that they can't deal with the weaponry that, that Russia has. So next one is another good one is cannabis killed terminal stage for lung cancer. Check out how Sharon Kelly did it. She believes she's a Canadian. Yeah, she's a Canadian lady. But check out what it is that she did. Very, very important because I'm going to tell you, for every disease that man has created, God has created an herb to cure it. Another very important one is Greek sex workers' rates falls to the lowest, to a record low, studies find. And you would say, well, you know, this comes from RT. Dave, why are you putting this in? Because it's so important why that we do this because what is happening, the one of the oldest professions, and for the adults, you know what that is now going for, it's like $4 for services. And why is that happening? Because the economy in Greece is so devastated. And this is what's happening. It's being flooded with people, and they're actually only charging $4 for services. And this is so important because what we're going to talk about today is what I'm trying to get our people to not to be victimized by. Because these people that are doing this are victims of what has changed in their life, and what has changed in their life, the ability to feed their families. And when you get desperate times calls for desperate measures. But if you prepare, you'll never have those desperate measures, nor do you, and you won't be stuck to those desperate times. So you'll always have options. And that's what we're trying to definitely get across to you, because this is something that is real and is going to spread. It's nothing new. This has been happening throughout history. Whenever economies collapse, the people suffer. Those that collapse the economy only gain a stronger positioning within economic realms, while those that were already struggling to make it fall further and further behind. So they target you. Told you, they're always at war with the people. So check out that article. Very, very important. When you read it, you need to think. If I don't prepare, how will this subject myself and my family? What will this mean for me and my family? Because it's here and it's coming in a very big way. Another important one goes along with the economic collapse. France shuts down prepaid debit cards. And believe me, that's going to spread. And they said they were doing it because it was a way of terrorist funding. They're going to make up anything that they want to make up. So that is one you want to check out. Then woman cures, German woman cures cancer with flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. Check out what she did for those of you that it's important for you to be there. Next, it was trying to go through this real quick, really good. This comes from Virginia, the state of Virginia. The governor of Virginia had made some very totalitarian moves in altering and changing some of the laws that they don't even have the authority to do as far as First Amendment and everything else. And not only that, they're just following the overall trend of the administration, which is following the orders of the corporation, the major corporations. They want, there is a design plan to disarm the American public as much as it possibly can, because they know that they can't get everything. But when they start to spring all of this stuff, last things that they want is for you to be able to protect yourself in these times, because they want you to be beholden to them, begging them on your hands, knees, and belly, begging for their mercy. So this is what this is all about. Next goes, this one is new Fed rules. This was from today. The Federal Reserve came out with new banking rules because of what's going on in the world. After their emergency meeting last Monday, then Tuesday, you know, then there was the incident in Turkey. All of this stuff is all unfolding together. Now, this is what happened today. The Fed, a lot of people didn't talk about this because of what was going on with the IMF. The Federal Reserve new rules prohibits emergency loans to companies. Why are they doing this? Because I'm telling you, this collapse is here. It's totally, totally here. Now they want the collapse to happen and unwind in a way that gives them a position of advantage. And they're going to ensure that. So they basically have given prohibit emergency loans to companies. Why would they do that now? Because they know that there are going to be a call. There's going to be an economic crisis that is going to hit and unfold in a very dramatic way, relatively quickly and soon here. And they've already legislated and put into place their policies and their procedures to respond to it. This is nothing new, but it is what was announced today from their meeting. Very important. Check it out and read between the lines. Tells you everything. Okay. Wow. We ran through pretty much everything. Got a couple more. I noticed something with that in the Chicago case murder. Where the police officer killed a young man. If you looked at that cop going into court, he looked just like all of the rest of these crazy people. If you look at his, it's like he had a fixed stare. I bet his pupils were dilated. He looked as if he was almost under mind control. And it was very similar to, I noticed that with the shooter in Denver, the Aurora shooter. Noticed it with the church shooting. Of course, these people are nuts anyhow. But see, these people get picked because they are nuts to serve a purpose. It's the people that actually fund, make way for the real psychopaths and sociopaths that present these opportunities for these people to do this, but they would, they are sick themselves. But there's a lot of this going on, I think that there are certain people that they know are predisposed to this, and they use them so that they can hide what's really going on, but they're actually serving a great purpose. And this whole purpose has always been to enslave the people. And how do you do that has to be a very methodical, well-organized program in order to do that successfully for so long. And these people have this art down to a T. And, that's one of the things I noticed with this cop when he was going into court. He looked just like all the other nuts that seem to be of the recent past, and I would not be surprised if they found these people, knew what their character traits were, knew who they were, and then they, just gave the perfect opportunity and assisted it in so many different ways, through many of, whatever ways that they want to, because believe me, nothing is beyond these people, because they care not about the general population. They just care to subject and keep enslaved the general population. So just notice that. Another one, let me hurry up because I've been doing this news for too long, but we had some time off since. There was the, this Brother Bragg sent me this one. Climate warfare is real but ignored in climate change debate. Climate warfare is real but ignored. What they want to give you is climate change. They don't want to talk about climate wars that are going on. Yes, they had the technology to modify weather and modify the tectonic plate and cause stresses and everything else and hit it with frequencies and to disturb and move tectonic plates, and they also are able to do it more effectively and efficiently through fracking and everything else. So yeah, this is the definite truth. This is the only climate thing that we should be concerned about, is climate warfare and not this climate change, which is nothing more than a way that the corporations can invoke their fascist government over you. So great article by Brother Bragg. A couple more and then we out of here. I mean, not out of here, into the show. And then we have the next one. We talked about the NATO. The vaccine, there's over 271 new vaccines. And then also is the article about vaccines. Adults now If they don't get vaccinations, they won't keep their jobs, or they won't get the job. So this is the overall agenda. They want to vaccinate you because they want to intoxicate you so that you will lose the ability to control your free will. Okay? And also, and I think that's pretty much it outside of, okay, we talk about these two, but these has everything to do with our today's show. Well, no, not this one. I got to talk about this one. Real quick, this comes from Business Insider. It was a good one. Everything just changed for China's currency. That was a good one. This is going to be, we're going to talk about this, but also U.S. warns Britain about leaving the euro. This has everything to do with what's going on today, too. And we're going to tie those in and talk about that. Also, the Freddie Gray murder trials are starting today. Very important article that's there. Check that one out. And then there's also London benefits after rolling out the red carpet for China. Has everything to do with going on today also. And those are the articles, some of the quick articles that are there. But we need to jump into today's show. And I just want to start by saying, okay, this is so important because what happened today was that China's currency was admitted into the SDR as some of the currencies that's used for trade throughout the world. And it's shared with the sterling pound, shared with the Japanese yen, it's shared with the dollar and the euro. And then now the fifth making up the Chinese renminbi or the yuan. But it's the real name is the renminbi. And it's very, very important. It has some very, very relevant implications and ramifications to it. And we're definitely going to talk about that. But what we're going to do is check out this video, this real quick video. It's no more than six minutes. Now, this comes from Jim Richards. Now, the thing with Jim Richards is that he puts out some good information, but I always take it with a grain of salt because, one, he worked for the CIA. Anybody that worked for the CIA still works for the CIA. And so, you know, he has his influences there. So you take it with a grain of salt. Sometimes they give you the information that you need, but it's always something that you need to watch out and know the background on. But it's something that you should definitely know about. So let's jump into this video. Then we need to get into this show. Very, very important show because you think you're going to find some correlations. That you are going to be surprised about. So we're going to jump into this video, then we'll come back and talk about what is going on with the IMF.
You have a very big market impact, Bernie. You know, these IMF, this is the IMF spring meeting this week. What it really means is that central bankers and finance ministers, senior IMF officials are all in one place. Now, it's Washington this week. You know, it could be Davos in January or the IMF fall meeting and so forth. But there's a lot of, you know, there's an agenda, there's some public events and private events, but the real action takes place, you know, on the sidelines. You know, they'll have a BRICS meeting, they'll have a G20 meeting, but actually even after hours at private dinners, private meetings, that's where the real decisions take place. And the one thing that's going on is that the IMF is positioning to include the Chinese yuan in the SDR, basket. The SDR is the special drawing right. That's this world money that the IMF can print. That's a very big deal because the U.S. has blocking power. China wants it. China says, hey, if you want us to put up all this money so the IMF can bail out Greece or Ukraine, then we want something in return. They want more votes and they want the yuan in the SDR. But the U.S. can block it. So the U.S. is sort of saying to China, hey, you guys need to be on your best behavior. Keep that peg. Keep that dollar yuan peg. So we see Chinese growth slowing down. That's obvious. Normally, China would weaken the yuan to promote exports, but they're not doing that now. And people who think you're going to see a weaker yuan might be disappointed because this is going to play out over the rest of the year. They'll probably take a formal vote in September, make it effective January 1st, 2016. But this is going to condition the yuan dollar cross rate for the whole year.
You know, Jim, I'm starting to wonder. I mean, if everything kind of falls into place now when you think about it. I mean, IMF, World Bank. I mean, Western dominated ever since inception. This is the whole reason mm-hmm. that China went barging out onto the world with this whole concept of the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, and the shock and the horror of the United States when, you know, Britain, Australia, and then what, 57 other charter nations decided to jump on the wagon with China, leaving America looking completely naked around the waist in this case. I mean, this is politics when it comes to multilateral lending organizations. That's why China did the AIIB, because of American recalcitrance.
That's exactly right. This is hardball politics. It's a very deep game. Look, at the end of the day, China really does not want to go their own way. They want to be in the club. The big, you know, they are the second largest economy in the world, a large nation, obviously, but still technically an emerging market. They want to be in the big guys club with the rest of the G7, and actually that even more exclusive club of members of the special drawing right, the SDR. So that's where China wants to be. But the U.S. has been standing in their way. So China says, look, we're going to set up a parallel system. The AIIB, the BRICS Development Bank, we're going to do bilateral deals with Yuan and Brazil. You see them all over the world. We're going to make the Yuan more and more convertible. So China's saying, look, let us into your club, but if you don't, we'll start our own club. The U.S. is starting to get that message. It's coming in for a soft landing, but it's been hardball politics all the way. So I do look for the Yuan to be included, as I say, effective January 1st. This is a way for China to be a reserve currency without opening their capital account, because they still like a closed capital account to some extent.
All right, Jim, before I let you go, I got to hit on your latest market musings and hypotheses here. You're most bullish right now on Germany and Russia. Jim, it's not the weekend yet. Have you been hitting the sauce a bit early? Russia? Really?
No, I'll wait for the weekend, Bernie. Look, I think Russia's on the bottom. Here's the thing. Sanctions on Russia expire in June. The entire EU has to agree on sanctions. Greece is a member of the EU. So Greece is playing its own game with the European Union and the ECB, obviously. The Greek Prime Minister has been meeting with Putin. So they may stand in the way of those sanctions. So they may relieve sanctions on Russia by June. The other set of sanctions coming off soon are Iran. Now, U.S. businessmen are chomping at the bit. They want to get over to Iran and do deals. But guess what? When they get there, the Germans are already there. So companies like Siemens, Volkswagen, Daimler-Benz, SAP, they're going to be the big winner when the Iranian sanctions come off. They're also going to be the big winners when the Russian sanctions come off, as well as Russia. So the whole Russian-German axis is getting stronger. I think the big German large caps and Russian general, Russian ETFs and the ruble are all good plays right now.
Okay, everyone. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show. If you had any questions or comments, definitely give us a call. And the number is area code 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32, pound, and hit star 61. And we're going to talk about what's going on with the Renminbi and the IMF. Why is this so important? And before we get going, what I want to say is that Jim Rich is there. This was something that was done in the summer. And I wanted to play that one because he talked about Russia. When everyone else was leaving Russia, he's saying that he didn't want to say it completely, but Russia had bottomed out, meaning that its overall the losses that Russia were going to make is at the bottom. And then that's where you always so-called want to buy it, where things are at the bottom. And I believe he was absolutely right, buying everything Russia at that time. And then buying everything German at that time, even some German debt. I don't know about that, but it was critical. Now, what he was basically saying, now this was way before, this was this summer before, a lot of people didn't think that the IMF would include China into the SDR. And the reason why that wasn't going to happen was because the U.S. was going to block it. And they've been blocking it for a while. And they've been blocking it because as long as the U.S. had blocked China out, they were going to remain the predominant reserve currency of the world, and they will be able to invoke their dollar hegemony against the world, and this is what they wanted to ensure, and they wanted to make sure that this happened because they knew that they could do it over the sterling pound. They knew that they could do it over the Japanese yen, and they knew that they could do it over the euro. But they didn't want China to be involved because what China was going to do once it got in was that China would leverage itself in a have a position of leverage that was outside of their control and would have a great demise to the U.S. dollar, because the rest of the world no longer wanted to do business with the U.S. And we need to talk about why and what does this really mean, this what happened today. And this what happened today is huge. So let me – I posted inside of Tando. Check it out. The actual response from – and the minutes from the IMF. Hold on, my computer's messing up. Come on. Get right to it. And so you need to check out what it is that is in side of Tando, what happened today, and hear the response from the IMF. And there's some very, very important things. Now, what does this mean? Okay, so the FDR, just so you know, I'm going to just give you the role of the FDR. The role of the FDR was created by the IMF in 1969 as a supplementary international reserve asset. In contents with the Bretton Woods fixed exchange rate system, a country participation in the system needed official reserves. Governments or central banks' holdings of gold and widely accepted foreign currencies that could be used to purchase domestic currencies in foreign exchange markets as required to maintain its exchange rate. But the international supply of two key reserve assets, gold and the U.S. dollar, provided inadequate for supporting the expansion of the world trade and financial flows that was taking place. Therefore, the international community decided to create a new international reserve asset under the auspices of the IMF. Okay, so what does that mean? This is basically what they did. The SDR, special drawing rights, is not like a currency or a coin. You can't hold it yourself. It's what it is a contract, like a contract for trade between countries, trading of goods and everything else. Now, from those contracts, you can get interest off of them based off how well your country's GDP performs and how well it's importing and exporting is. And so it's not like what you're used to taking as cash to the store as a medium of exchange and buying milk. What this was, this is on the international level for the trading of goods, and some of the trades of goods would actually be food, would actually be resources, would actually be any, you know, goods such as tires, such as furniture, such as medical supplies, such as cars, such as wood and things of that nature. And also oil was very significant in with the FDR. So just to let you know what the SDR is a special drawing right, but it can, the countries can actually turn at that into the receipts from that into tradable cash or to actually get paid interest off of that themselves, but the everyday citizen can't. Okay, this is like the currency for the government themselves, just so you know, the nations. Okay, so now, this was established through the Bretton Woods, and then through Bretton Woods in 7 years ago, they established that the U.S. dollar would be the reserve currency of the world, and was part of, you know, the reestablishment after the war, and that was established, and how the U.S. dollar got to that position of predominance as the being the leading currency within the basket of currencies, because it had the nuclear and the military might to ensure it. And so from there, they, after that, a while later, they established the petrodollar status, which means every barrel of energy that is sold in the world has to, is not just oil, it's all forms of energy, natural gas, everything else goes through the SWIFT system and has to be used, denominated in U.S. dollars, okay? And so even if you wanted to buy sugar from down in the Caribbean from Puerto Rico or buy it from Dominican Republic or wherever, you had to first take your currency, then trade it in for exchange it to U.S. dollars, then take those U.S. dollars and actually go purchase and pay for the goods that you were buying. And then the people that you were buying from could transfer you the actual goods, and that's what they would be paid in, is the U.S. currency, that being the U.S. dollar. So that was the significance of the SDR. Now, okay, so what does that mean for the everyday person? And how does that work out? Well, this is significant this way. Just imagine you as a, ever since you've been living in this country, you've been the beneficiary, you benefited from the actual people of the world using your currency because you never had to take your US dollars in order for you to buy something of value and change it in for another currency. You didn't have to change it in for something that had more value, that was more accepted, that people wanted more. So because of that, every other person in the world outside of their countries or even within their countries, in some countries, you know, in the past, people, they would prefer to only use the U.S. dollar. If you had U.S. dollars, then your currency was not losing purchasing power. It was actually gaining purchasing power. Well, how does it gain purchasing power? It gains purchasing power by this way. You are able to take your currency and buy it for the best good in exchange. There's one of the things with purchasing power that people don't talk about. If you look at today's life, the life that we live in the U.S. right now compared to 40 years ago, the cars that they made, the wood furniture that they, the furnishings that they made, the homes that they made back in those days, they were much sturdier and much better than the cheap stuff that they have now. And if you ever wonder why they don't make, you always hear yourself say they don't make things like they used to. Well, when you lose purchasing power, no longer can you buy that good wood. No longer can you buy the best or the strongest steel. No longer will it will be treated to its optimum strength. You can't buy the best wood. You have to go to cheaper ways because your currency has been depreciated and is losing purchasing power, which means that you have to give more of it to get what it is that you want to purchase. And the quality of what you're going to be getting is going to suffer. So whenever you think about our past with our goods and you look at how cheap things are made now, that's really because your dollar has no purchasing power like it had back in 20 years ago or 40 years ago or 30 years ago. Because that dollar was much stronger, it could go into the market and get the best quality of goods for its purchase. Now, you still can get it. You still can get the best quality of things, but you're going to have to pay a whole lot more. That was the difference between 30 and 40 years ago to today. And that's one of the important things. Hey, we got to get ready to go to this commercial break. When we come back, we're definitely going to jump into this very, there's a lot of very important stuff that you need to hear. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. And today we're talking about the yuan being brought into the special drawing rights and what does it mean and why is it so important. So we're definitely going to get into that conversation because there's a lot we need to talk about and to get you this information and what this really, really means. Because believe me, this is going to either be something that you can leverage or is going to be leveraged against you. And it's very, very important that we talk about and bring this information to you. And then we're going to put some things together that you will be surprised that once you make the correlation, you can see where we really are. There is what we're going through right now is definitely happened before and is chosen at these times, and you're seeing a wealth transfer from the West to the East. And this is something that you need to know, and there's some things that you can do to protect yourself. Now, I'm having some trouble with my computer, of course, but what I wanted to bring to your attention with the actual breakdown of the position that the Renminbi was given today. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. And this is very important what that means. Now, today, let me just go off my memory. Okay, with five, there's five currencies, the U.S. dollar, the Japanese yen, the British pound, and the euro, and then now the yuan. Now, this won't take effect until 2016, October 1st of 2016. And there's a reason why they did that, and I'm going to tell you in a minute, but let me give you what this, how this breakdown means. Okay. And I got to pull this up. What happened was that today the Renminbi was given roughly about 10.9% of the reserve currency status, which is basically 11%. And the Japanese yen went down from nine, and went down to eight. And then the British pound went also down from nine to eight. And then the U.S. dollar lost eight. One second. Here it is. Okay. In the U.S. dollar. Okay, great. I got it pulled up. And the U.S. dollar lost some position also. Very important on this, because this dictates as to what was lost. So let me give you the exact numbers. And it's so important that you know this. Okay, here we go. Okay. Nope, it wasn't there. All right. So the numbers of today, and this won't start until October the 1st of 2016, and the weights of them, and what they do is they call them the weights, which one carries the most weight. Okay, so the dollar is at 41.73%. The sterling pound is at 30.93%. The Chinese renminbi, The U.S. dollar is 41.73%. The euro is 30.93%. That's the euro at 30.93%. The Chinese renminbi is now at 10.92%. The Japanese yen is at 8.33%. And the pound is at 8.09%. Now, this is the U.S. dollar. All of them took a smaller loss. I mean, lost some positioning in order to make up the 11% that the Chinese yuan had taken. And the biggest loss was going to be in the Japanese yen, took the biggest hit, and the British pound took a large hit. The euro took a hit in losing percentage, and the U.S. dollar also. But this is the significance of this, and there's a reason why they put it off into 2016. This is the reason why they didn't institute this right away, because the rest of the world, they have to give the rest of the world and the countries and the central banks time to respond to it. And when the U.S. lost a position, and when the euro lost position, and Japanese yen and the sterling pound lost position, what they're doing is this. This is the game that the central bankers are playing. Right now, they're going to start to drop the weakest currencies in order to replace them with the Chinese euro. I mean, sorry, with the Chinese renminbi, the yuan. And that's going to be, initially, is going to be the Japanese yen, the pound, then the euro, then the dollar is going to take the biggest hit. The dollar will take the biggest hit of them all. As this continues to unfold, you're going to start to see where countries are going to start to divest themselves and invest in, and position themselves with the euro. I mean, with the Chinese renminbi, the yuan. And this time frame between now and 11 months from now, or 10 months because tomorrow's the first, 10 months from now in October the 1st of 2016 you're going to see the central banks and you're going to see this war jump off in such a dramatic effect. The U.S. for years has been trying to stave China off. They've been trying to rebuff them and keep them from having a financial position, because once they get in, they're never leaving. They're only going to continue to eat up the lion's share of the weighting within the FDR. See, today they came in at 11. There were some people that thought they were coming at 14 or 16. I didn't think that they would come in that high. But what they're going to do, you're going to see how they're going to grow in their overall position in their weighting by leaps and bounds, especially as this war continues to unfold. And once they back their currency with gold, forget about it. Totally forget about it. And when that happens, if you haven't positioned yourself by then, it will be too late for you to position yourself in a way that is going to have the momentum that you can position yourself with now. And why is that? Because right now, as we speak, your lifestyle that you have is not by the work that you've done. Not, you don't have the benefit to the quality of life that you've known. Regardless of what that quality of life is not by the merits of your work. It's by the manipulation and the colonization of the U.S. dollar that it had across the world. And the rest of the world has gotten tired of it, and they've decided to move away from it. And just imagine, like I said earlier, what happens is this: because the rest of the world has to use your dollar, they've made your standard of living so much more beneficial. The quality of life for you is much better. You look at the rest of the countries of the world and you'll say, that's a third world country. This is a third world country. And those people, this and that. But not even knowing that it's a facade in which the standard of living that you have. And right now you don't see it, but you're going to live it in the very near future. Because the rest of the world has now decided that no longer will the U.S. dollar be their slave master. And what they did, the rest of the market makers had told them that they shouldn't, and they want to find someone else now. But what they're going to be doing is running right back into the same system. They're just changing the evil hat. The head is still just as evil as it always has been. But they're just going to change the hat now. It was a red, white, and blue with the stars and some stripes on it. Now they're about to change it for an all red hat with a couple of stars and one with a gold one. And they're going to just change the decor. So the rest of the world is now saying that they've been taken advantage of by their hard work in exhausting their resources, where the U.S. would be the only country that would gain from it. So what happens is this. They develop a hatred for the U.S. because of its policy of dominion and its overall quality of life from stealing from their resources. So then now they've got the people, the rest of the world, to hate the U.S., and rightfully so, for what it has done throughout the world. So now they have someone else to come along, and they're always going to get them to come along in a way that shows them as a saving grace and as a shining star. When in actuality, what they're doing nothing more is just they're just changing their position. It's cyclical. Yesterday was the U.S. Tomorrow will be the Eurasian countries, Russia and China. And then after that will be, you know, it will go back to Europe. Or it'll go to another part of, you know, Asia. Go down maybe down to New Zealand, Australia, or to go to a country or two in Africa, or to go here or there. But what they will never do is they'll never give up control of your life, because they created an economy, and that economy is what you've only known as a way to support yourself. And we posted how people have cured themselves of some of the diseases that is prevalent in man's civilization. And they were cured by the things that the great creator God Almighty had in the ecosystem. And now so all of a sudden we're starting to look at the you know, non-GMO and different things as a way, but we're not fully grasping what it is. As long as we stay in man's civilized monetary system, we will always be subject to the diseases that go along with it. The assassinations, the murders, the premature death, the health care, the vaccinations, the servitude. Because we've walked away from the ecosystem that requires no taxes at all. Requires no taxes. You don't pay for your birthright. What happens is this. What you know is how you grow. If you don't know that something is good for you and you take the wrong thing in the ecosystem, well, then you fall subject to what you didn't know. But it's not a tax. It's a response to what your actions are. It doesn't matter what you do in man's economy. You're always going to be taxed. You're always going to be given a number as indication as to who you belong to when you fully participate within their system. Regardless of what you do, you still will be subject to the overall rule. So now, for the general public, us, what does this mean for that the SDR has brought into China now? And Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, the spokesperson for the IMF, they call her something else, but that's all she is. If you notice today, she was wearing red. It's all symbolism. Wore the red earrings and a bunch of other, but I don't want to get too much into that. But what happened is this, that they have been announcing and saying that they were going to move China in because China's economy was moving so fast. They surpassed Britain. They surpassed Japan in trade. They've already surpassed being the number one economy in the world. They just haven't announced it. But this is the path that's going. But right now, the people that are within the economic system, the dollar hegemony, the people that don't really know what's going on, they're just minions, are now fighting to hold on to everything that they have. To everything that they have in order to keep this or stave this off. And what are they going to do to maintain it? They are willing to go to war so that they won't lose their position. They don't want to cut. They don't want to cut their gravy train. And in not wanting to cut their gravy train, they're willing to start war in order to try to invoke their influence through force. But the system already was gained for that, because every war, world war especially, or any war, is against the people of the world. So they've put in ways in which you can protest that and participate it on a global level, and they do it through wars, not really realizing that everything is, nothing has changed. You're still being governed. You're still being ruled. You still have a monarch that you have to give credence to, give service to, and provide a lifestyle for. But now, since the dollar has now had competition, because the Japanese yen, the sterling pound, the euro, and the those four currencies were never challenging to the U.S. dollar. The yen, the pound, the euro, they were never a challenge to the U.S. dollar at all. They couldn't challenge it. They had to participate with it. But the one that does challenge it is the renminbi, the yuan. And it has some really major, major effects. Just imagine, in right now in Europe, they pay about $8 a gallon for gas. Canada's almost $5 a gallon of gas. China is about $4.75 a gallon. United States, has always paid very low gas prices because they had the reserve currency status. Are you ready to pay $10 a gallon for gas? Well, you will be. And it will go up to $12 and $14 a gallon of gas. And everything that you need, the essentials of life are going to go up because the rest of the world has decided to go to another medium of exchange. They've decided to go to another clearinghouse. They've decided to trade in goods temporarily right now. This is the cake right now. They're telling all the countries they should establish bilateral trades where they trade directly in their currencies between different countries. But after this war is over, then guess what? They're going to reinvoke a singular reserve currency. And then that could be whatever is going to be decided. It may not be the yuan. It may be the Russian ruble. Maybe the Russian ruble, all of the BRIC nations currencies that's going to be put together. But there are plans, and a gentleman named by Robert Frisk had told us about this, and we're going to get into this article that he wrote back in, the heads up that he gave back in 2009. But they're going to, right now, the key is to get rid of the U.S. dollar, and they're doing that very effectively and efficiently. The rest of the world is on board now. And they're going to start to divulge information about how corrupt the U.S. government is, how much of the terrorist acts that they've been throughout the world. They're going to start bringing out this information because they're going to do the exact same thing that they've done in World War I and World War II. They need a boogeyman for the rest of the world to galvanize themselves against to fight them. And then the people will say, yes, now we want freedom. But it's going to be government-sanctioned freedom, which means that you're no more than a subject. And this is what's really, really happening. But, hey, let me check. We got some callers that's in queue. We don't want to keep them waiting. Let's go to some of our callers. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from? What's your comment or question?
Hey, Brother Davis, right?
Dave, Brother Davis, what's going on?
Good, man. I was just hanging in, man, because you're doing an excellent job displaying exactly what's going on. So I really don't need to add anything to it. I hope that everybody are grasping some of the key things you said, like this is going to be the greatest wealth transfer in the history of mankind.
Right.
Because you have two great financial institutions, one who's always been the king of the hill in finance. It's literally being nudged off by the new king of the hill. Now, they have put temporary band-aids in place to hold this off as much as possible, which you've literally laid out the case for already. But for those of you who are looking for an opportunity, this is it. If there's never been an opportunity like this for the common man. And if you listen to what Brother Wren is telling you, there's a way that you can take a minimal investment and monopolize on it immensely. So listen, man, I'll just sit in the back room and continue to observe what you're doing because you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you, Brother Davis. As always, man, this is our show. Give my love to Sister Davis. I'm going to leave you on. If there's something that you want to chime in on, your line will be open, so just jump in. And if anyone else, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, would definitely love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then I will definitely put you in queue. Now, this is a very, very important part of the show. I want to bring to your attention something that's critical in how this whole thing is coming together. And what we have going on here is nothing new, but what I want you to do, there was an article that was put out in 2009. I had it, and of course I lost it, but I'm going to bring it back. But just bring you the most important part, okay? And this came out in September of 2009. There was a meeting. And it was a meeting of, well, I'm just going to have and read it, and then I'll post it. I already posted inside of Tando, tried to pull it up. Of course, they're starting to censure different things all over the place, but this is going to be happening. But still, this is the important part, and I want you to pay close attention to this. In the most profound financial change in recent Middle East history, Gulf Arabs are planning, along with China, Russia, Japan, and France, to end the dollar deals for oil, moving instead to a basket of currencies, including the Japanese yen, the Chinese yuan, the euro, gold, and a new unified currency planned for nations in the Gulf Cooperation Council, including Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Kuwait, and Qatar. Secret meetings have already been held by financial ministers and the central banks governed in Russia, and governors in Russia, China, Japan, and Brazil, to work on the scheme, which will mean that oil will no longer be priced in U.S. dollars. The plan, confirmed to the Independent by both Gulf Arabic and Chinese banking source in Hong Kong, may help to explain the sudden rise in gold prices. Now, this was back in 2009, but it's giving you a heads up as to what's going on, and we'll put it all together, and it's going to make all the perfect sense to you. But it also is an extraordinary transition from dollar markets within 9 years. The Americans, who are aware that the meetings have taken place, although they have not discovered the details, let me pull this down, are sure to fight the international cabal, with including the loyalist allies Japan and Gulf Arabs. Against the background to these currency meetings in China, China's special envoy to the Middle East has warned that there is a risk of deepening division between China and the U.S. over the influence in oil in the Middle East. Bilateral quarrels and clashings are unavoidable. He told the Asian and African Review, we can no longer, we can no longer withstand hostilities in the Middle East over energy interest and security. This sounds like a dangerous prediction for the future war between the U.S. and China over Middle East oil. Yet again, turning to the regional conflict and the battle of a great power of the great powers and supremacy, China used more oil incrementally than the United States because it is less energy efficient. The transition currency is the move away from the dollar. According to the Chinese banking source, many will be gold, an indication of the huge amount involved and can be gained from the wealth of Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Qatar, who together hold an estimate $2.1 trillion in dollar reserves. The decline of the American economy, powered link to the current global recession, was implemented, acknowledged by the World Bank, Robert Zulock. And he said, one of the legacies of this crisis may be the recognition of changing economic powers and relations. He said in Istanbul, which is in Turkey, ahead of the meeting this week of the IMF and World Bank. This was in 2009. They met in Istanbul, Turkey. But wait, it goes on. But as China's extraordinary new financial powers, along with past angers among oil-producing and oil-consuming nations, at America's power to interfere in the international financial system, which has prompted the latest discussions involving the Gulf states. Brazil has shown interest in collaborating in a non-dollar oil payment along with India. Indeed, China appears to be the most enthusiastic of the overall financial powers involved, not at least because of the enormous trade with the Middle East. China imports 60% of its oil, much of it from the Middle East and Russia. China has oil productive in Iraq blocks, but the U.S. until this year and since 2008 have held an $8 billion agreement with Iran to develop refinery capacity and gas resources. China has oil deals in Sudan, where it has subsidized for the U.S. interest. And it has been negotiating for oil concessions with Libya, where all of the contracts are joint ventures. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to put this together, and it's all going to start to make sense, and you're going to see where we are, and we need to talk about what it is that you need to do. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
To the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
All right, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we are talking about what does it mean for the yuan to be accepted into the IMF special drawing rights, and how does this affect you? Very, very important. I want to get to that so that we can have a discussion on what it is that you need to do. So I was reading an article. Hope you're following along. I want to go back to this article. And it says, furthermore, China exports to the region now accounts for no fewer than 10% of the imports for every country in the Middle East, including a huge range of products from cars to weapon systems, food, clothes, even dolls. In a clear sign of Chinese growth, the growing financial muscle, the president of the European Central Bank, Claude-Jean Trinquelet, yesterday pleaded with Beijing to let the yuan appreciate against a sliding dollar. And by extending loose Chinese relations on U.S. monetary policy to help rebalance the world economy and ease upward pressures on the euro. They pleaded with China to appreciate, make their dollar go up. Because when their dollar goes up, that means that the U.S. becomes more, people want to, it's easier for them, it's cheaper for them to do business with the U.S. Because they don't want the dollar, the yuan, to go down. This is a part of the currency war. In the currency war, the race is to the bottom, not to the top. Because those to the bottom win. Okay? So they were pleading with them to appreciate against the sliding dollar. Okay? So the article goes on. Ever since the Bretton Woods Agreement, the accord after the Second World War, where it was the architect for the modern-day international financial system, America's trading partners have been left to cope with the impact of Washington's control in the most recent years, the hegemony of the dollar as the dominant global reserve currency. China believes, for example, that the U.S. has pursued the Britons to stay out of the euro in order to prevent an early move away from the dollar. But Chinese banking sources says that the decision has gone too far blocked now. The Russians will eventually bring the ruble into the basket of currency. A predominant Hong Kong broker told the Independent, the Brits are stuck in the middle and will come into the euro. They have no choice because they won't be able to use the U.S. dollar. Chinese financial sources believe President Barack Obama is busy fixing the U.S. economy to concentrate on the extraordinary implications of the transition from the dollar in 9 years' time. The currency deadline is for the currency transition is 2016. The U.S. discussed the trend briefly at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. The Chinese central bank governor and other officials have been worrying aloud about the dollar for years. Their problem is too much of their national wealth is tied up in dollar assets. What does that mean? Because the dollar was the reserve currency, they did all of their savings in dollars, just like you. But what China did was this. They knew where things were going, and they got out of the dollar, and they moved their dollar savings, and they bought it. They used their dollars to buy something else that they knew was going to have a future, because they knew the dollar wasn't going to have a future. Most of us will kill for the U.S. dollar, not even knowing it's worthless now. And most of us are so addicted to it, the only thing that we do is save in it. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. But that is what's going to financially ruin you. No matter how much you have, it will not have the energy or the prevalence that it's had in the past. And you're going to be stuck holding it if you do not do something now, because the rest of the world is. Want to hurry up and get to this? Let me get back to it to end this out so we can put this together for you. The article continued. These plans will change the face of international financial transitions, one Chinese banker said. America and Britain must be very worried. You must know how worried by the thunder of denial this news will generate. Iran announced last month that its foreign currency reserve would henceforth be held in euros rather than dollars. Bankers remember, of course, what happened to the last Middle East oil production to sell its oil in euros rather than dollars. They were talking about Iran. They got invaded. I'm sorry, Iraq. They got invaded when they didn't do it. But see, Iran was smart. They waited the opportune time to do it. The U.S. was militarily defeated, and they were weak, militarily weak. And this is why they've been pushing against Iran, to go to war with Iran, because it was all about them dropping the dollar. And you're going to see a pattern here in a minute. And as I pointed out, a few months after Saddam Hussein trumpeted his decision, the Americans and the Brits invaded Iraq. Now, let's go to the very top of this article. Here's where the key is that you need to be paying attention to and why your very financial livelihood is at stake. The article started in the most profound financial changes in recent Middle East history. Gulf Arabs are planning, along with China, Russia, Japan, France, to end dollar dealing for oil, moving instead to a basket of currencies, including the Japanese yen, the Chinese yuan, the euro, gold, and a new unified currency plan for nations in the Gulf Cooperation Council, including Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Kuwait, and Qatar. They told you everything right there. I want you to think for a minute. This article came out in 2009. Every time that any country has ever tried to get off of the reserve currency or stop using the petrodollar system, the U.S. has attacked them. Now let's look at some of these countries that have decided to meet. And this came from Robert Fitz, made this announcement that these countries were in the discussions right now to walk away from the dollar. But let's look at these countries for a minute so you can make the correlation and see what's going on. First, they said it was China and Russia. Within the last year, China has been, I believe that Tianjin port, when that explosion, that was a tactical nuke that went off. And ways and means, when you have to look at things, who gained from it, who has the means to do it, who has the capability to do it, who benefited the most from that. At that location, China had some of its largest supercomputer hubs were there. Now, who would gain from China having those supercomputer hubs totally destroyed? Wouldn't have been Russia, wouldn't have been Japan, wouldn't have been France. Wouldn't have been the euro, would have been the U.S. Tack number one. Tack number two, they sanctioned and they tried to go through the Ukraine to destabilize Russia. And by doing that, they started to sanction Russia's oil and being able to have a financial relevance in the market, and their ruble and their markets crashed. But that was okay. Russia was in a much better position than you are as an American citizen or this country is, because they have no debt. The U.S. debt is, they reported at $19 trillion. You might as well take 19 times 5, because it's in the upwards of 300 trillion, but they won't admit it. So there was an attack there. Well, Japan didn't have an attack. Yes, they did. Brother Bragg's posted in there the climate weapons that are used. In 2011, Japan all of a sudden had one of the largest earthquakes on the planet. And a tsunami strategically took out one of their nuclear reactors. And if you know the history of Japan, that was the exact same thing that they did to Japan in World War II. Japan decided to go in a different financial direction, and so they sanctioned Japan, and they had a naval blockade around Japan. And that naval blockade prevented oil from coming into that island nation that doesn't have money resources. And this is why they have all the nuclear power there. So 2011, Japan gets attacked. And if you don't believe that's the case, they have the weapons to do it. Russia admitted that they have seismic weapons that can cause earthquakes. Why did Russia admit that they had that? To let you know what the U.S. has been doing, and they're going to divulge it in the future. So that was Japan. So we got China. We got Russia, we got Japan, and then France was on the list. Need I say more? Up until recently, on the 13th of November, while the president of France was at the soccer game between France and Germany. That's where they had the attacks, at the stadium. That was a message to him that you've been dealing with Russia and China behind our backs, and we know it. But it wasn't behind their backs, they knew it, but they knew some of the particular detail, the intrinsical details of the dealing that was going on. Little do you know, the general public, that there was a crown prince of Saudi Arabia that was basically carjacked in France after meetings, and they weren't worrying about the $300,000 in cash that he was carrying with him, and the protection that he had with him. They were easily, quickly able to overrun that. In order for you to do something like that, you need a military operation to do it. What they were after were the details of the discussions, and they stole those plans. And within those plans were the deals that were being cut between China, Russia, Japan, France, and Germany for the future in the demise of the U.S. dollar. So they jacked and got those plans. Now, it goes on to say that it was not only China, Russia, Japan, and France, but it was also some Gulf Cooperation Council, including Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Kuwait, and Qatar. What's going on there? They are totally unstable, and they're on the verge of war on every front. On every front. Because this was the design plan. These countries had already decided to move away from the dollar. And the U.S. was not playing along with it. But guess what? They didn't have any choice in the matter, because no longer are they the only country that has nuclear capability. And then not only that, their military military capability has been neutered. China, Russia has increased their overall military capability by leaps and bounds. They've invested in technology that supersedes the dinosaurs of a blue navy, meaning aircraft carriers and all that stuff. They don't need that stuff. Those are old relics. that they can quickly and easily destroy. Russia has a torpedo that can travel at 257 miles per hour underwater. The fastest thing that the U.S. has doesn't even do 60. The technology is leaps and bounds. This is why Russia is making these moves. And earlier, remember these bankers, they said they met in Istanbul. Istanbul is in Turkey. And now also a part of this was Brazil. Brazil is being attacked right now by the U.S. to destabilize their country and their economy. Why is all of this happening? Because the bully tries to hang on by force until the fight starts and he gets knocked out. And by the time there's someone that stands up to fight the bully knows that they already lost, because the real power that they've ever had was fear that they invoked against the people in the countries of the world. So what are these countries doing? Yes, it is they are in one big fraternity against the general population. But what can we learn as the general population? What are they doing that we're not doing as the people? Why do they fight wars and we die in them? Why do they declare wars and we bleed in them? Why do they go into war and take out all of the treasure and we come out poorer, losing everything? Because we've never engaged in the art of war. We've never fought for our sovereignty. We fought for our inclusion as people. So what this is really going on is that the U.S. dollar is done. And you're going to continue to see the deterioration. And as you can see throughout this article, they start naming countries. They name Libya. What in the world happened in Libya in 2012. There was a direct military confrontation or attack that happened to that country. But see, now this is the thing. The U.S. no longer has allies. They didn't have a choice about the IMF decision. The rest of the world had made the decision already. The bad part about it is this. Are you going to do what the rest of the world is doing? Or are you just going to follow what has so-called worked for you in the past? And that normalcy bias is going to cause you to lose everything if you follow it. It's so important that you understand the difference between currency and money. It's so important that you understand what is going on economically, because everything else is a byproduct of what's happening here. This war that is about to engage is because the U.S. doesn't want to give up its position. And when Defense Secretary Leon Panetta was Secretary of Defense, and he instituted some great civil rights movement that the military was going to engage in by allowing women to take command staff of combat-ready units, that was a backdoor to drafting your daughters for this next war that will wage against the BRIC nation. Because they're going to need all hands on deck in this one. And believe me, it's already been lost. There's been the dismantling of the military by choice and by sabotage. But see, our focus shouldn't be there. Our focus really should be on how can we protect ourselves. What got us into this mess? Why do we keep falling for this same stuff generation after generation? What is it that has not changed? What is it that is remaining the same? What is that is not changed is our direction. What has remained the same is their prevalence, their position, their influence. their dictatorship, their governance. Because we think that we're going to be included in their fraternity. And you're not. And it's so important that you remove yourself as much as you possibly can from their system. And at the opportune point, as this thing starts to deteriorate, there will be an opportunity for the whole world to say, no, no longer will we do this. No longer will we be governed by the pompous few. No longer will we be told what to do by the weak. No longer will lions be led by lambs. And this is a decision that we all have to collectively make. Individually first, then our family, then our community. What is it that you need to do right now? You need to stop saving in cash of the U.S. dollar. Move it into intrinsical assets as soon as you possibly can. By way of gold and silver, by way of food, by way of intrinsical knowledge on how to take care of yourself and your community through an economic collapse. Because the collapse has already happened. It just hasn't hit your floor yet. It has reached other floors, and you're starting to see companies go out of business. You will see them go out of business through the energy crisis that's going to happen. They're going to continue to drive the price of energy down. I see that the go ahead, Brother Davis.
Hey, Brother Dave, I think it'd be a good time for me to help them understand that everything in Westernism is a lie.
Yep.
And the reason why is because they have to get you to believe something that is not true. So therefore, when you hear it repetitiously over and over again, you begin to believe it's true. But it's based on a lie. If you look at the educational system, it's based on a lie. If you look at the history, it's based on a lie. If you look at every institution other than marriage, and the reason why I say other than marriage is because marriage literally is the institution built on the being fruitful and multiply. But other than that, that's beginning to be a lie in reference to the way they are reflecting it. So
right.
If you are beginning to wake up at all, first wake up to the truth. And one of the truths that you have to understand is that if you want to live, you must do something different. And this is one of the premier reasons why you're listening to this show. And the reason why we're on here is because we have been through what you're going through, and we have decided we're going to inform you with as much information as we possibly can. But don't take my word for it. Do your own due diligence. But America has put us in a situation that they have told us so many different lies that is coming home to roost.
Yep.
So we have to make a change for ourselves, and this is the true dynamic of this program. I just wanted to put that out there, Dave.
But thank you. So true, Brother Davis. And you know, I'm glad that you said that the institution of marriage is one of the things, because that's an individual. You know, the practice of it has been like so many other practices, is a ritual practice of it. But when you have the institution of it between the parties, the individuals, that is where the true benefit and the true prosperity is. And we definitely, that is so true. And let me just say this. This is the point where we are. Everything that you've been used to has been given to you through the enslavement of someone else throughout the world. Remember, when a government invokes slavery, all of their fruits are the spoils of enslavement. And you've been getting the spoils of enslavement. But now they're going to turn to you to pay for to maintain their way of life, because the rest of the world is refusing to do it. And so they're going to turn to you, and the rest of the world is also. The key is that you're going to have to make the decision that it's not going to adversely affect you, because you're not going to stay asleep on this. Just imagine gas prices at $10 an hour. The goods will not get to the store. Then not only that, throughout the world, there are countries that are not accepting the dollar any longer. This is going to speed that process up into a full-on, it's going to go into warp drive. And they gave a year, because the process is already being done. Countries have already started to move towards the yuan, and they're starting to move towards gold. There is a reason why the prices of silver and gold is low now. It's because these people work on margin, and they have to have that price low in order for them to buy 1 metric ton, 2 metric ton. If you buy in 10 or 3 ounces of silver or 20 ounces of silver, you hope it goes up. But when you buy in a metric ton of it, you need it to go down. It's leverage. It's margin. So this is what you need to do. You definitely need to prepare yourself and your family for what is going to happen by getting out of cash. Do not save in cash. They've already instituted where they can steal it. They're going to steal your pensions. They're going to steal everything. They have to, because they've already lost it. They've already stole it. This war is going to give the perfect scenario for them to say, you know, we were hit with a cyber attack. It was because of the war. It was because of this. No, it was because they had a civilized economy that we participated in. We had blind faith in. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide. So, if you're interested, I teach a precious metals class for all the Tando and Black Talk Radio Network people. You can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. I will definitely give you a discount on that class. Class is so needed because it teaches you everything, the history. It teaches how you need to play it. For those that have taken the class, we talked about this and told them that this was going to happen, you know, from the very first class that we've taken, that we took, I mean, taught. You have to know how to do this and position yourself so that you can leverage it in the future. Those that prepare for this will reposition themselves to be the business owners and create the business opportunities in the future. Because they're going to collapse the everyday man's economy. They're not going to collapse the economy. Those that don't prepare are just going to be run over by this. Now, you do what you can. You do what you can. This is why we established Tando Radio Show. We talk about preparing. This is the thing that you have to prepare for. And then as you start to prepare, you start to see and do some of your own research. Because it's you have to find these things out. Because it's you that have the intrinsical value that the great creator saw so bright that was necessary to give a spirit of life to. There's nothing wrong with you. There's everything wrong with their system. And the sooner we divulge ourselves of that, then our true independence can come to light. And we can live as the way that the great creator it is mighty intended us to live as free and independent spirits. Hey, everyone, today's show is over. We'll get back into this. We'll definitely have a part two to this because there was so much that we need to get to and make this plain for you and simple so that you can see it and engage in this. Take your cash and move it into, like the rest of the world is doing, they're moving it into assets that will have intrinsical value in the future, because that's where the new economy is going to be. Much love, much respect, everyone. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. We'll talk to you later. Peace, peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.